in 1979, the Miami Dolphins picked Texas Longhorns D-back Glenn Blackwood in the eighth round of the NFL draft. The kid from San Antonio would make an immediate impact with 20 tackles as a rookie in just 11 games. The next season, Blackwood started every game, had a couple of picks in his first one against Buffalo, and finished with 95 tackles. The safety would help the Dolphins make six AFC title games and two Super Bowls, playing his entire 10-year NFL career in South Florida. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart, and welcome to Sports and Commentary today. This is a show you help sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to give and listen to the show and download it at WWIB.com. Glenn Blackwood is 63 years of age, still active in the Miami community, in business, and very active in his walk with Jesus Christ. And that's what we want to talk about with him today. He's back with me on S&C. Glenn, thanks for agreeing to join me again on the show. Let's talk about your faith journey a little bit. You've been on the program before, sharing how you met Christ. It's been a few years, though. So just walk us through the time where you accepted Jesus as your Savior and how he's changed your life since, all right?
Yeah, my faith journey started when I was in high school, and it starts when you start growing up and your mom and dad take you to church every now and then and stuff like that. We weren't real big church goers when my mom and dad were raising us. Now, they had four kids, so sometimes it's the only best they could do was just get us up and get us dressed and fed. But anyway, there wasn't a ton of emphasis placed on that. My mom and dad both, my dad particularly just had a significant change in his life later in his life and as far as his relationship with God and Christ. And it was really neat to watch him just blossom and he became one of the most fervent men of prayer I've ever known, and it was really a cool deal. But that wasn't a lot of mentoring that I got when I was growing up, and I had a friend of mine who shared his faith with me in high school, one of my teammates, and a guy named Ted Constanzo, and I just for whatever reason God's spirit touched me at that time, and just he God prods you and he puts people in your life at the right time, and I was having fun. I was starting on the football team, and I was doing okay in grades, and, I was dating a cute little girl, and, everything was going pretty good. And yet, when I talked with Ted, he talked about this emptiness you have in your life, and Pascal calls it the God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every man, and it can only be filled with God made known through Christ Jesus. And so I thought, wow, and he just shared with me the simplicity of the gospel that we've fallen, that we've sinned. I recognize I'd made mistakes, and so that God doesn't allow sin into heaven, but that he gives us that grace through Christ who died on the cross for us. And I thought, wow, whatever it was, however he said it, it hit me right in my heart. And I went home and I prayed to receive Christ. And a couple of months later, the University of Texas called me and had an extra scholarship, and they gave me a scholarship to play there. And I will tell you that from that point through my college years, you may not have known that I knew Christ. I live life, I really struggled. What I would be able to tell, and what people don't see, is they don't see what's going on inside of you when you're laying in the quietness of your room. There was a real battle going on in my life during that time for who was going to be in control. I really sensed, everybody talks about the enemy and the devil and all that stuff, but I really sensed there was something really battling for me, and I also knew I had an advocate, and And once I got into the NFL, I went to a pro athletes outreach conference, and they had some just tremendous speakers. Tony Evans did Bible study. Howard Hendricks spoke. Larry Burkett did finance. Gary Smalley talked on marriage and relationship, and you know, all these great just Christian men that have that to this day are still just most of them are still around and doing phenomenal, and they just I was kind of during one of those talks where they said, you know, who are you going to put on the throne? Are you going to put yourself, or are you going to put God? And that was the moment that I really decided I got to get serious about this. And I believe, you know, look, I'm human, and I've made tons of mistakes, but I really believe at that moment, and since then, I've walked in my life with a desire to honor God in everything I do. And so that's kind of, you know, that lasted from, well, I was probably about 23 till 63. So, and hopefully I've got more years to go. And I still take great joy in being able to serve His kingdom.
Wonderful. Glenn Blackwood, wore number 47 for 10 years for Don Shula and the Miami Dolphins, joining me again on Sports and Commentary. Thank you, Glenn. This has been just wonderful to hear how God entered your life and how He continues to work in you and through you. God bless you.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.